Jessica Coulterman, welcome. Lincoln Premium Poultry, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Good to see you.
Yeah, we're both kind of finally over our coughs, yes, but we still have a little bit, right?
Exactly. Just a little. Just a little.
Let's talk a little bit about everything going on. I know with all the festivities coming up, you guys are very involved in what's happening with John C. Fremont Days and much more.
Yes, we've been involved with John C. Fremont Days, you know, since we opened, I guess.
Yeah.
Typically we do participate in the parade, but this year our team is kind of spread thin, and so they said, let's do something different that we don't have to build a float. So we're going to have our team members be able to go to the rodeo. So we're going to give them tickets.
Nice.
And so there's actually a lot of excitement about that. People are asking for the tickets. You know, we're excited. We're ready to go. We want to take our kids. And so it's great to see that energy and excitement around a community festival.
Yeah.
And then we'll also donate the chicken to the barbecue contest.
And you've done that for
years. We've done that since
a while
since I think, you know, last 4 or 5 years. So that's always fun. I always like to send somebody to help judge. That's always a pleasure. And then we'll also, I think we are a sponsor of some event. It's the water fights.
Oh,
with the fire departments. So water fights are so much fun.
I like those
hot days, like just being out there and taking in a little bit of the spray. I think it's great. I love that Fremont has a strong community festival and something that brings people together and draws out the crowds and just, you know, celebrates communities. So.
Yeah. I'm surprised the folks from Chicken Days in Wayne haven't contacted
they
you.
They haven't. But, you know, this is our hometown. And so this is where we participate. But, it's great.
Well, with this heat, I know there's always a concern for the animals, right?
Yes. I mean, you have to constantly be vigilant and make sure that those animals are, you know, in the best climate possible. So our chickens are in barns, and lots of people are like, oh, well, how do you keep those huge, huge barns cool? Mm-hmm. We have a cool cell process. So basically there is a portion of the barn that has these little, I'll call them panels, that has water run over them, and then fans blow through that water, creating a colder air.
Nice.
And that keeps the whole barn in a temperature that's very appropriate for, you know, the chickens to stay cool in this hot weather. I mean, it's a challenge. You have to make sure those are working, and you're always, you know, making sure that everything's running great. And then, you know, just the importance of everything else that's important all the time. You know, are those water systems, you know, where they drink, are those all adequate, appropriate? Are they getting enough water? Are there any problems anywhere? You're always, as a farmer, you have to be vigilant. You have to be checking those. Feed, are they getting feed? Like, you know, when it's hot like this, you want to make sure they're still eating. So you have to keep an eye on feed consumption and make sure that that's still occurring. But honestly, raising chickens in the summer months, other than making sure that they're keeping cool and that, you know, they're getting adequate food and water, it's actually a little bit easier, I'm told, than raising chickens in the winter months.
Oh, really?
So, okay. 'Cause then you have to keep them warm.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. No, it is a process, and you've been going through the processes. Sustainability would be one of those programs you've really been working hard on.
Yeah, so Costco Corporate has basically approached LPP and said, we want to make sure that, you know, we're doing things to help, you know, protect our environment and contribute to the sustainability programs in our country. And so they have a sustainability program that they're rolling out that ties to the farm families who live in the footprint of our feed mills. So the families who bring corn to the feed mill. If you're a family out there or know a family out there that does deliver corn to the Lincoln Premium Poultry feed mill, there's an opportunity coming up where Costco has partnered with LPP and the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund, and they're going to be offering some farm programming that will provide money, additional money to farm families who are willing to do cover crops, farm families who are willing to consider looking at some different nitrate reductions. And it's all coordinated by the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund. But we're having an informational meeting about that on July 9th. It's a luncheon at the golf club here in town. It's open house kind of, but with a presentation over the noon hour. But the open house is from 10:30 to 1:30. We'll do the program at noon. Mm-hmm. If someone's interested in attending, they can reach out to Lincoln Premium Poultry and talk to me. We would love to have them. It's a free lunch. My number is 402-641-8471. So they can call and we can get them signed up to attend the luncheon. We can also send them information, get them connected to the Costco sustainability team and keep them moving through that process if that's something they're interested in.
Yeah.
You know, we're constantly asked about our sustainability, making sure that the growers are using that litter appropriately on their farms. We have very robust programs on environmental compliance and making sure that they're doing everything they need to do to have the best optimal outcome with protecting our state's water, with making sure that they're helping to improve their soil health, as opposed to just putting fertilizer on like we do it in a,
right.
Our farmers do it in a very prescriptive way. It's all monitored. It's all accounted for. And so I'm really proud of what we've done with environmental sustainability, environmental protection. I think, you know, Chris, you drink the water. I drink the water.
Right.
Like, you know, we're going to do what's right. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really proud of our farm families that have really made the efforts to be a part of that environmental, you know, compliance and protecting our environment locally. So it's good. It's good.
Yeah. Another important piece of that puzzle is the service techs who are out seeing those farmers.
Yeah,
every
we have a
week,
really,
I suppose, right?
We have a really incredible group of service techs. I love that team. They're just fun. I've got, you know, a range of people. So I have people that came to LPP right out of college. So they, you know, with an animal science degree or some mm-hmm. kind of degree from, you know, their university and an agriculture background. And then I have people who just came to us and said, I'm looking for a change in my career and I'd like to work with chickens. I don't know what that looks like. Can you teach us? And so I've had like three or four people that, you know, have different backgrounds like that, like worked retail or mm-hmm. worked in a hospital or a nursing home or construction. And they're out there working with our farm families.
Nice.
And I love it. And they're such a dynamic team. They do such a good job of communicating with our farm families, you know, checking in on them, reminding them, like when it gets hot like this, hey, are you checking your water? Are you checking mm-hmm. your feed? Are you out there, you know, making sure that the fans are working, the cool cells are working? So I think it's great. Really, really enjoy that group and really proud of the work they do.
Good deal. Good deal. There's still a demand for chicken, isn't there?
Protein is off the charts. You know, I went to a conference where they talk about chicken and obviously, it's a right. chicken conference. when I say I have chicken meetings, my family always laughs. I'm like, I went to the chicken meetings. But it's fascinating because they bring in speakers to talk about the industry. And two of the speakers were very like, it was an emphasis on all the GLP-1s that are being used in our country.
Okay. Yep.
And then because of that, people are not craving some of the foods that they would normally crave, and what they are all moving towards is protein. And mm-hmm. so what is a very reasonably priced, easily accessible protein in our country? That is chicken.
For sure.
And so chicken is just kind of the thing. It's having a moment. Mm-hmm. So I'm really, you know, obviously Costco rotisserie chicken has always been the staple in the American diet since it kind of came out, and it helps sustain families at a you know, a really great level with that iconic taste and flavor that people get excited about, but also it's inexpensive and it's a great meal for busy moms. But you know, I'm really excited to see, you know, people who maybe haven't been a huge chicken person, kind of right. coming to it because of some of the things that are trending in our country right now.
Yeah. As far as we're still looking for, I know last time you were in, we were looking for that person to invent the chicken hanger, right?
Yes. I just, that's the one job left in the facility that I would love to see an invention that could pick those chickens up out of the basket that are asleep and hang them on that shackle. Mm-hmm. Because right now we have a wonderful team that does it. And my group of chicken hangers over there, they're fantastic, but it's hard work.
I bet. And they're probably thinking the same thing.
You know, today, like, you know, we have little air conditioning units that come down on each of them so they, you know, so they can stay cool in days like this. But gosh, I mean, it's just hot and nobody's like wants to work that hard. You know, you want to take that burden off of them, but they're such an amazing dynamic team. And we have one chicken hanger. I'm sure we have a couple more, but there's one in particular. He has been there since the first day we hung chickens.
Oh, wow.
And he never Good. Misses. And he's just an awesome rock star on that team and kind of a staple and just really, really proud of him because he's so committed to that. And he's kind of helped teach people as they come. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, no, it's a great group of guys. And I think there might be a lady in there now too.
So. Oh, good.
Well, it's a great upper body workout. I've actually done it, but
yeah, I bet.
I'm not that great at it. They're like, yeah. Thanks for the help. You can go but now.
Now you can go back. Yeah. Thanks. Well, Jessica, we appreciate you giving us an update on what's happening. And,
always great to be here.
Yeah, you have a great 4th, okay?
I will have a wonderful 4th. Thank you.
I'll see you in Seward.
I will see you in Seward. All right.